Okay, so what does Street Pass NYC do?
Street Pass NYC is a fan community of gamers in New York City who all love a product that just came out back in March last year called Nintendo 3DS. And the Nintendo 3DS has a very interesting function where if you have compatible software and you pass within 90 feet of anyone who has an other Nintendo 3DS, it exchanges data. So you can exchange your Miis, and like there's a game called Nintendogs where you both can trade like puppies and they play with each other, or like, you know, Tekken characters, your gamer tag, essentially things like that. And because in Japan, where this feature is really implemented because everyone walks up on each other all the time, it's really easy. But even in a big city like New York City, it's really hard to come across people with systems. So we just basically meet up, exchange tags, play 3DS games with each other, and basically just have tons and tons of fun.
Okay. Why? Why did you guys start this?
Interesting background story. Well, like I said, this sort of stuff first kind of started in Japan, because Japan's notorious for making little like click gaming groups.
Yeah.
It did start out with Dragon Quest IX for the DS, and people were like exchanging like these little map tags with each other.
I think Nintendogs on DS had it as well.
Yeah. And when they put this feature in Nintendo 3DS, immediately groups started popping up in Japan. And a guy from DC called Joshua Winston, he runs what's known as the Street Pass Network, which is like a loose collation of all these groups around the entire world.
Yep.
There's even some in Africa. South Africa, believe it or not. Yeah, we're so excited when we heard that news. He started up one in D.C., and so I was like, and then there was another one came up in California. I'm like, this is really cool, and I would love to join one like this. And I waited for a while before the system came out. An entire month went by, and nobody announced some sort of group for New York City. And so I was like, well, I live near here. I could print out a bunch of stuff. You know, it'd be great to get like 8 gamers or something together, you know, to hang out. We had no idea. Our first meeting was 70 people, and we're over 700 members now, and it's been growing ever since.
Yeah.
So has this kind of like gotten a little bit too big for you guys, or are you just enjoying it as it's coming?
Actually, we've been enjoying it as far as we can, and every minute we get, we love it.
Yeah, oh man, this is my favorite thing, is that people think it's really big now. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We're already putting in motion like awesome, awesome new plans for not only Street Pass New York City, but Street Pass groups across the Bus America in particular, to help out with stuff. We're still putting together to do things for PAX East, and we're also trying to start a podcast about Nintendo 3DS games and news and stuff like that. So
yeah.
So what are some incentives for people to join your group?
Our incentives is basically just for people to, if they want to have a social time, just want to have fun playing the same games that they play, as well as helping people out with like Find Me, Puzzle Swap, and stuff like that. It's just something that's cool, something to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing about Nintendo 3DS is that they built software into the 3DS, so even if you don't have a game that does Street Pass, there's already games in there that does that. There's a little game called Find Me, which is like an old-school kind of Final Fantasy RPG, where you collect Miis and they battle against monsters and stuff, and you're in little hats you can show off to your friends. But to get, I guess, a little bit more elaborated version of that answer, we know that, and I was this when I was in high school, I was a very shy kid, so if people just want to show up and stand around and collect Street Pass hits and see all the hits they got, that's perfectly fine. But for those people out there, we love to encourage interaction. So a lot of times, like, if there's a game comes out that has strong multiplayer features, like Street Fighter or the upcoming Kid Icarus, we hold tournaments for that, and we give out like awesome prizes, t-shirts, exclusive memorabilia. Sometimes we have cool like local gamer celebrities around, like Nintendo Fangirl or Triforce, who is known in like the Zelda community and the fighting community and things like that.
Yeah.
And we like offer a little like incentives at that, because we feel like, you know, you start playing games against each other, start taking 3D photos just for fun, see who wins. You start talking, and then people start developing friendships, and it's really interesting to see that grow. I mean, I would have never like met Peter and Silver and a bunch of people that work with us if we weren't, you know, sharing the same games.
Yeah.
Peter kicking my butt in Street Fighter, me kicking in Mario Kart 7. So like, you know, it's so cool to see like this sort of like community grow.
So yeah. What are some of the prizes, and how do you guys get them?
I don't have to say this on air, but what's really funny is that from the outside, I don't know if you've ever seen that, we have a YouTube page where we have videos of our stuff, and a lot of people are like, you have all these people and it's awesome stuff. Honestly, it's amazing when we even have a shoestring budget. All of the money that goes into any of the stuff that we do is right out of our pockets. And I've never seen six figures in my life, neither have anyone else who's worked on here. And
yeah.
Nintendo helps us out as much as they can. They give us a lot of publicity. Sometimes they give us stuff. This was completely independent from what they've done. Like, we're not like, here's some money, set up this group. It was, oh my God, this is awesome. Let's give you more stuff.
Yeah.
But we basically sit around and we go, like, I'm 24, Peter's 25,
yeah.
And we've been gaming for a long time, like, as gamers and, like, you know, feel back people, what would we like to see on the head? Like, what would we like to do? Like, Street Fighter's coming out, what should we do?
Yeah.
Let's have a tournament, let's get cosplayers over, you know? Like,
yeah.
Things that we like. And so, you know, it's interesting that, like, small incentives like that go a long, long way. And it just really shows the strength of the New York gaming community that, you know, that type of stuff goes on, and yeah. We appreciate that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have a 3DS, and I walk around, and if I'm lucky, I'll get, like, 8 or 9 tags in a day. That'll be, like, a great day for me. How many tags do you guys get in a day?
Oh, God.
Lots.
Peter has way more than me, because he's crazy, and he likes to go to the Pokemon events.
I go to Pokemon.
I love Pokemon, but, yeah.
Plus, also, like, random stuff, like Japan Day, the Sakura Matsuri, which is basically the Cherry Blossom Festival that happens in May.
New York Comic Con was a really big, huge thing.
Yes.
But if I remember correctly, I don't know the exact number, but I have over 900 hits so far. I'm about to hit 1,000 soon. A lot of our members, we started out on April 16th. It'll be our anniversary shortly. We have lots of plans for that. But as soon as we got to E3, most people were already done with all their puzzle pieces and their Find Me. And we're, like, eagerly demanding a sequel, which, of course, thankfully, Nintendo gave us in December, and it's been awesome. And some people have already blown through all that already, so that really shows, like, how many tags you can get if you show up to one of these groups.
Not to mention potential newcomers.
Yeah.
So what are your hopes for this system? I mean, it does so many cool things. Like, is there, like, something that you would love to see implemented into the system that would better help your community?
Hmm. What we would like to see off the top of my head is we really like the StreetPass function, and I used to be in game design for 6 years. As soon as I heard the feature, my brain just really started going off of, like, truly cool things you can do. Like, we really like, and it's nice, like, I'll give you a good shiny example of StreetPass that we liked was Mario Kart 7, where you can find those people online that you pass on the street, race them, and compare stats and things like we like that. But, like, you can do so many awesome things, like for example, a music game, where as you pass me, the different shirts represent different instruments, and it strings them together and makes a unique tune. Or like an RPG where you have like a little rumor tavern, and your me shows up, and you get like awesome new side quests. Like, hey, you know, someone's been sneaking hedgehogs in our backyard, and there's orcs for some reason there. Could you please slay them for me? And maybe there's like a mystery. So like every time you get a me, you each piece of that side quest until it happens. You know?
Yeah.
But a good game, just real quick, that's coming out soon. From Square Enix called Heroes of Ruin. We're really excited for the Street Pass there. They've thought of that already. They're one of the first developers going to get on that. And it's like this gauntlet game. It's like Diablo 3 meets Gauntlet, where you run around slaying monsters. And when you Street Pass people, it literally opens up a giant black market of items. So you can, like, mark up items, pass by, and as you Street Pass, you get a collection of all these awesome items that you can buy and trade just between people, and it's unspoken. Yeah. So, like, we want to see more, like, really utilize, like, core game central stuff with the Street Pass feature. Like, we like side stuff, but we like that more.
Okay, is there anything else that you guys want to say about the group that we haven't discussed yet?
Well, what I want to say is that I'm grateful for, like, groups like this so that, like, you can meet new friends as well as bring the friends that you have and just have a whole social interaction with a lot of gamers across the state, let alone country, for the whole Street Pass network. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty neat. I'm happy for this almost a year now, and I can't wait to see what else is going to happen.
All I would like to say as the founder and organizer of Street Pass NYC and one of the major groups in the Street Pass network is if you're in the New York area, please come out to one of our events. Our own website is, you can type in Street Pass NYC in Google, and it's like the first thing you see.
Yeah.
But our blog is streetpassnyc.blogspot.com. We're working by the end of this month to get a website. And if you are not in New York City, there's a website called streetpassnetwork.com. There's over 80 groups all across the world, Malaysia, London, California, Oregon, Princeton, Philly. Find yours. If you don't have one, you can really easily make one by printing out flyers, make a Facebook page, make a Twitter page. That's what I did. All I did was make a Facebook page, a Twitter page, and spent $40 on printing 400 black and white copies of a flyer, and look how far that's gotten us.
Yeah.
So don't say you can't do it. Do it. You'll meet some truly amazing people, and I hope you have as much fun as we do.
Yep. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.